talked about sati and so lit sati and so much forgetfulness. And then you explain there is not yet enough intellectual understanding. Yes, and then we were wondering when will the elect. How do I know when? It's I, of course. Self. Intellectual understanding will be enough. When? Never. I think the answer is it's never enough
because no understanding enough.
Yeah, and it's never enough. It's never enough. I think.
Why not? As long as you hope. It's not enough.
Right. As long as I hope,
it's not enough.
Yes. And I'm still hoping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope.
See?
Hope.
I was discussing this with Hang about intellectual understanding. And we discussed when we were walking and then we were both... she wanted also to ask when is it enough. The intellectual understanding, yeah. And Ajahn just said, when there is hoping, it's not enough.
When it's hoping and there's not any.
Right. Still loba.
When it conditions awareness to arise, it's enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But hoping doesn't happen all the time.
It happens.
No, I know, but there are moments of not hoping too,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. It depends on the moment.
I find that when they are not listening and discussing very often, then we tend to think less about the Dhamma that appears, but think about having more kusala. It happens very often, and it shows that the idea of self is really very deeply rooted.
No matter how much we talk about the right awareness, but if right awareness hasn't arisen yet, how can one know? But by hearing about realities right now, that usually there is seeing, but no understanding of seeing is not self. This cannot condition right awareness. So any moment when there is the understanding of visible object or that which sees right now, and understanding begins, it's only that which is seen. Even such idea, condition, very gradually, before there can be more and more understanding to let go the idea of someone there or something there. And without detachment, there can be condition for attachment to follow instantly all the time, no matter when. That's why Panya has to be keener and keener to understand whatever appears as it is. Otherwise, it's only talking about attachment, aversion, and wrong understanding. So when we are talking about the lopa with attachment, see, we can talk about that. But now, is it that or not that? See, it has to be precise, not just knowing theoretically that lopa with ditti can arise anytime, but it's not only that, it has to be more exact, more precise, closer to the moment when it appears. And it has to be very natural. This is the most difficulty.
Ajahn, I didn't quite catch what you said. Something needs to be closer to
reality right now. Because usually now, it seems like seeing and hearing arise together.
Yes.
In reality, it's not like that. So instead of hearing which follows seeing or appears together like now, it can be awareness with right understanding instead of hearing. By conditions, that's why one begins to understand the meaning of sati, which is translated like following whatever appears, but it's not like follow so far in distance, as close as seeing and hearing right now, as close as that. So when one reads the Pitaka, it doesn't mean that one understands it by one's own way, but there must be the understanding of that which can follow, which means that something has to appear because that reality has arisen, and what follow? It can be ignorance, attachment, or other reality, and so many moments of jittas in between, unknown. So Buddha taught in Sutta about whatever can be known, like after seeing what's there, attachment or aversion. But by way of Abhidhamma, he taught more about different moments of citta in between to condition the understanding and the idea of no self at all. But at moment of experiencing an object, no need to think about that, because there should be the understanding little by little. It's not quite sharp that it's not self, but without that certain characteristic as it is, there can be the idea of something which is attached immediately as me or something. Like close your eyes. If the solidity appears, what is that? My arms, my legs, see? My ears, it can be anything in your mind. Until more understanding, it's not me anymore. So right understanding has to understand wrong understanding. Otherwise, it cannot eliminate the idea of self from that reality. That's why when it's thought about lopa, it doesn't mean the thinking that I'm attached, but that characteristic which is attached is not self. So it depends on whatever happens in everyday life must be known until there's no attachment or clinging to the idea of self, of that reality at all. Until then. And it cannot be only the intellectual understanding, it has to be vipassana jnana.
You said the understanding has to be strong enough to follow. It doesn't
have to be about following at all. Otherwise, it's again idea. But to understand satipatthana as it is translated as following, it means that there must be a reality appears because it has arisen. If it hasn't arisen, how can it appear to be object? But usually now, realities appear, but no understanding. So it appears to ignorance and attachment, and no awareness. So in order to understand the moment of right awareness, it has to be from hearing that as right awareness hasn't arisen yet, no one can understand it as right awareness because it hasn't arisen. Like if there is no seeing, how can anyone know what seeing is? Only when seeing has arisen, then there can be the development of understanding it when it arises and appears. But by way of nimitta, the image of the arising and falling away, not only a moment at a time, it's impossible.
I think it means following as in paying attention to and not going somewhere else. Not following.
Like now,
attending to the paroxysmistics.
It's like now.
Yes.
Now, usually attachment follows instantly after visible object. What is that word? Anupassati. When it follows instantly.
Asava. Kamasava. See.
But instead of attachment following instantly, understanding awareness can just shows that it's not pausing or waiting, but it's just naturally following.
Otherwise, we will never understand how great wisdom Buddha has. How much, so much, comparing to the dust here and the sky up there. So each word cannot be understood by anyone who hasn't understood about what is heard before. Like people in the old days, they were ready to get what Buddha taught instantly. And this from hearing and hearing from life to life, eons and eons, like one can know the sound of music, sound of a piano, because one has no doubt about it. No matter how long, long time one hasn't heard it anymore. But since or whenever it's there, there can be understanding of that, which is different from other kind of musical instrument. So when right understanding has been developed to some degree, it's there. But now it doesn't appear that there's right understanding of whatever appears yet, because it's not that degree of understanding. And along the way of the development of understanding, it goes with detachment, never attachment, because detachment is the function of right understanding. Attachment is the function of lobha. So we can understand what's meant by mai pak mai pian in a sutta. What's that? Kunina?
Is that about drowning or in the water?
Mai pak.
Oh.
Mai pian.
My being is not trying and not resting, I understand. So you don't, you are not lazy. And also you are not trying too hard with lobha.
Because both are wrong understandings.
Yeah. So about laziness, I'd like to hear more about that. My park, not resting.
It's a reality.
It is.
It is a reality.
A reality, yeah. What characteristic?
Laziness,
yeah. Like just enjoying or...
It's not moment of thinking about the word, but any reality which appears, there can be awareness, right awareness and right understanding without naming or calling it at all. And right understanding appear and right awareness appear as right awareness and right understanding.
So it's laziness refers to the moment without chanda for a particular thing.
Do we have to think of chanda?
Not the name, but
at moment of thinking about chanda is not the moment of experiencing a characteristic of a reality. Names again, words again, the sea of concept.
We were just talking about laziness.
I like to know more. It's what we usually do. I mean, when we are not trying or anything, we are lazy because we enjoy just things in life and are forgetful.
So you'd like to know about it in order not to have it?
Yes.
When you say yes, it's a moment of honesty.
A moment of honesty.
Yeah. That's so great.
When you say you'd like not to have laziness, what do you mean?
No, I'd like to know more about laziness.
At the moment of being lazy, it's the time to understand laziness.
Eating this, or
At that moment, it's time to understand attachment.
But laziness can go along with attachment.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Only when it appears, it's time to understanding it.
Yeah. Is that any different from when there are no conditions for the study or the paying attention or to arise? So can we equate that with laziness?
It depends, I think, again, yeah.
Actually, I don't just want to find out what is what by names. Because One cannot understand reality just by name, at the moment when it arises and when it appears, one can see whether there's understanding of it or not. Yes. If not, the intellectual understanding is not enough.
Again, not enough.
You said today you were talking about the processes, and after the processes there's Bhavanga, Citta, and before the processes there's Bhavanga. And you said, but we don't know the Bhavanga. You didn't say that. You said those processes are unknown, whereas the Kusala and Kusala appears, whereas the Bhavanga, I assume you mean, doesn't appear. Therefore,
nothing can appear to ignorance.
Right. But Kusala appears to ignorance, and Kusala to a sense, in a sense.
Not understanding.
Those realities, no matter it's Bhavanga or whatever.
Well, what is the advantage, though, of knowing something like the series of processes with the Vatapanna and the Bhavanga, since we're not going to really see them anyway?
Because the arising and falling away is so very rapidly. That's why usually there are the Rupa Nimitta, Vedana Nimitta, Sanya Nimitta, Sankhara Nimitta, Vinyana Nimitta. Only Nimitta can appear.
Yes.
Not the arising and falling away.
Bye-bye. Oh, just the sound.
Just sound, yes. So,
conditioned by Chita.
He'd like to listen to what reality would you like to understand?
I want to be Robert's son.
Not with intention at all. Who can know Vatapanna? Who can know Bhavanga? See?
We name it.
Yeah.
But I think that it's just by considering that there are these different chitas helps one to understand how they arise and fall away so quickly, and each one is anatta.
But Ajahn, it's true that the words are not the reality itself, but sometimes is it helpful to point to use some words to describe what the reality that we are referring to?
Right? Without words, no understanding of anything. That's why Buddha taught.
So we use the words just not for the sake of the words, but for the sake of describing what actually appeared.
What appears now?
That sounds like there can be attachment to the words too.
Attachment can be attached to anything except Nibbana and Lokuttara Dhamma.
Nina, you said, when I asked about Kanika Samadhi, you said in the Pali it's usually associated with Kusala, is that right?
So I think so, but I don't know much about Kanika Samadhi, only that it is for a moment. No?
It's one of the things that some of the Burmese bring up a lot about.
I know that. Yeah, they like it. Well, the Visuddhimagga had a few times and a note. In the Visuddhimagga, in the beginning somewhere. In the footnotes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, for example, like now, it's not upachara, but the moments of vipassana jnana, the concentration is equivalent to access upachara,
right.
So it's compared with upachara and upana. That's what people are referring to.
Is that what it says in the text, or are we?
What that it?
I have the idea, Kanika, because it meant momentary. It was just like now, anytime.
Yeah,
with a kusala or akusala is
exactly.
Kanika. That's anyway. What I thought. But Nina, you seem to be suggesting it was mainly in the text in the context of kusala.
Well, my understanding about this is that sometimes, are you talking about Kanika Samadhi?
Yes.
Well, Samadhi is sometimes used as to refer to Samatha.
Yes.
So when Samadhi is used to refer to Samatha, it has that meaning. So Kanika Samadhi, as I understand, is used to make clear that it's not that context, but it's the moment-to-moment.
But is it with is it the moment to moment like now that is a kusala, kusala we don't know?
But it usually comes up in the context of the development of kusala.
Okay, well that's interesting. So I didn't realise
no
that.
No one wanted to develop samadhi with akusala.
So maybe
so it's talking about
but not yet
the moments of kusala like samatha but not like samatha. So like Sarah just said, at the moment of vipassana jnana, there is the level of access concentration at that moment. So but it doesn't last long like in samatha. So could that be the meaning of kanika samadhi?
It's still momentary.
Yes, but in that,
sometimes
in that,
when we're talking about samatha, we're talking about the development of samatha, and like it's an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when samadhis can be used to refer to that, but kanika samadhis is used to make clear that we're referring to momentary samadhi. So this it's not a different kind of samadhi or anything like that.
Okay. So, but in the Burmese side of point of view, they refer to the moments of vipassana, jnana, something like that. Right?
Well,
something.
They, from what I've read, they talk about first develop kanika samadhi, and then that will be a basis for seeing, you know, vipassana, I suppose. So they emphasize on the concentration, because they think that is the type of samadhi that leads to vipassana.
Mm-hmm.
If I could contrast with the way Ajahn teaches on panya and wisdom, mm-hmm. leading to sati, you know, associated with sati, and concentration may arise together with that, whereas the Burmese side tend to emphasize, try to focus on whatever the
different
changing
objects,
of the
yeah.
different objects, and that will bring
all
panya.
All the focus on that.
Yeah, that will bring panya, whereas I don't think that's right. So that's why we're...
Yeah, what about the understanding of realities instead of just the word and doubt about whether it's kanika or not kanika? What is the characteristic of samadhi is the cetasika, which is one-pointedness. Everyone knows that. We don't have the idea whether momentary or not, but it arises with each citta. This is the beginning to understand that particular cetasika, which is only one-pointedness whenever it arises, and it arises with each citta. That's why each citta can experience only one object because of the one-pointedness cetasika. But the citta changes all the time, so we use the word concentration, but without that cetasika, there is no concentration at all. So when we talk about another word, not ekakata, but the samadhi, it means that when it appears that there is one-pointedness on one object more than usual, that it can appear as period of samadhi.
You mean repeatedly?
Repeatedly, same object. So we understand that even that which is the stage of samadhi with because it's different from moment is seeing and moment after moment, to just show that it's only momentary, the same exactly. But since it's focused on only one object, so that characteristic can appear as another level, samadhi. See, not just only one-pointedness which arises with each citta. But when one develops no matter samatha or vipassana, and we don't talk about the name, the understanding which understand the difference between moment of kusala and akusala, there must be panya as well, not only one-pointedness. But when we talk about the samatha bhavana or vipassana bhavana, when reality or whatever appears clearer because of that cetasika, so it's a level of samadhi, which is still kanika, no matter when, before it can become the access or the absorption, concentration for samatha bhavana. And for don't doubt about this. And when it's the development of vipassana, ekakata cetasika arises with each moment. It has to be momentary, any time. So when the understanding is not clear, because the ekakata, which arises with citta, is not as strong, because the understanding is not strong. When one say that it's strong, it means that it doesn't move to other object as usual. But with understanding, it's there, must be with right awareness and right understanding. So it becomes another quality with right understanding and right awareness. No matter it's vipassana jnana or not, it's still khanika.
It depends
on what level we are talking about. For example, at the moment of hearing about reality, it doesn't seem like there is detachment from clinging to reality yet, right? But when there is more and more understanding, there is less, very, very gradually, less clinging to take it for something permanent. Like now, only visible object can be seen. Only this, see? When we hear more and more, it's quite different from the first moment we heard. It means that it is strengthened little by little with understanding, but it's not at level of vipassana jnana. It just begin to understand what actually in one's life, what is seen, is only an element which arises with the four primary rupas, which condition the different shape and form, because otherwise who can know whether it's long or short, round or what size? See, so by understanding reality as it is heard from the very beginning, it condition less and less attachment. We don't know how much in one's life today or many, many life ahead, we don't know until then. So the characteristic of ekakata cetasika that's not strong enough because panya is so weak. But when panya is so great, the ekakata cetasika, which arises with it, conditioned moment of it sees clearly, it understands clearly because of one-pointedness, samadhi.
So the panya is strong, therefore at the same time the ekakata is getting stronger, mm-hmm. and the sati.
Yeah. That's why it can appear the characteristic of samadhi, great as panya together. This is the pairs, you call it yukala or something like yoga. Okay.
It's only that those times when the characteristic
yeah. So at the moment
oh, concentration appears.
Yeah.
It's very strong. The ekakata is very strong.
Even the first vipassana jnana, the panya and samadhi are there together. Different from other moment because the characteristic of one-pointedness does not appear when it's not vipassana jnana.
In the Sutta, it talks about balancing the faculties.
Pochanga,
like if such and such is too strong, if concentration is too strong, if sadhana is too strong, then it needs more panya or something.
No one can do or can try to balance it. It's balanced by right understanding.
Your other question today about awareness of hindrances, and where you said, doesn't that mean that the concentration doesn't have to be that strong for there to be awareness of hindrances? Well,
that actually is not the matter of concentration or one-pointedness.
The only concentration that is needed is the concentration that arises with the awareness, not any other concentration.
Yeah, well, it's not the concentration that we think of focusing daily life,
no.
Like concentrating.
No, they are there.
It's just very natural.
Okay, the five factors are there.
And it just comes in.
Just common.
Only at the moment of the awareness.
At the moment
itself.
Yeah.
So there's no need for any level of concentration.
That's why it's not prasapatthana, not samadhipatthana either. Only satipatthana. That's why the characteristic of sati appear at moment when it arises. Otherwise, it cannot develop.
Vipassana jnana, but you just mentioned at that time the object of the citta is the nama or rupa, but is it by nature one by one? but by its nature, panya can also knows about right understand, right awareness, or basadi, you know, like, and then also ekagata that arise together with it, right?
Even at moment when the awareness and panya is weak, there must be the understanding of right awareness and panya there. Otherwise, it cannot develop at all. So the matter is that as we right awareness hasn't arisen yet, how can there be the understanding of right awareness, which is different from moment of understanding, which there is awareness, but it's not direct awareness?
I think what her point is that, as we were saying, it's only when the ekagatiya arises with the strong panya, such as at moment of vipassana jnana, that it appears as samadhi and the characteristic of concentration actually appears. Before that, the concentration that appears in daily life is wrong concentration, but it only appears, the right concentration only appears when it's at
together
that
with right understanding.
It's at that level mm-hmm. with right understanding. But I don't think it means it has to be at that particular moment, but just when the right understanding is of that degree. We say that if the characteristic of that concentration or samadhi only appears when understanding is developed to that degree of vipassana jnana, but it doesn't mean it has to be at that point.
That's why it's mentioned samadhi and vipassana.
I remember when I
samadhi
started,
and panya.
I remember when I started out in Buddhism, I was looking for some sign, and of course it's very easy to have concentration, the wrong type, by just concentrating. It seemed like, so that seemed the only way to get some sign of progress, by focusing, and I think many people do that. They focus to have some sort of experience, and feeling that concentration seems like, oh, well, at least I'm doing something that's a bit different from what I was doing before. Whereas something like panya is more hidden, I guess. It's not so obvious.
I know panya.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't appear at all, maybe then
so. So whenever it mentions samadhi, it's indicating that it's the concentration which can appear at that.
When it arises with ichitta, but when it arises with akusala, it doesn't appear as samadhi, or it appears when it's wrong, wrong samadhi, not the right samadhi with right awareness.
Solves the problem in life, and when we solve the problem in life, it makes me more believe in the Dhamma, and not no I, no mind here, but automatically more believe in the way the Dhamma is running, and the right effort we put more on that. Is that the way?
Mentioned about solving the problems in life, I'm afraid that it's not really the panya that we are discussing, you know, like in the Buddha's teaching. So I think that's, many people...
They study the teachings because they think it will help them solve their problems. I mentioned the gruffness of the voice or the quality of the voice as being conditioned by karma, and you said indirectly.
The sound is conditioned by uttu or by citta only,
yes,
two factors, yeah.
So what about, because for example we will speak with a different quality, and like even an arahant who has a lot of wisdom may still have a harsh sounding voice, or the quality of the voice.
The quality of the four primary rupas are different. So the visible object and other realities are different.
So when you say it's only indirectly conditioned by karma, that
because without thinking, there can never be voice spoken.
Right?
Right?
Yes. So it has to be by citta.
It has to be by citta, but the quality depends on karma.
Right.
but not the sound, the voice.
No, no,
because the quality of the vocal or the whatever, which condition voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sound.
Mm. Or sound.
Those rupas, are they conditioned by
Kamma?
Mm.
Yeah. So it's like the color of the eyes.
Voice
yeah.
box. Okay.
Yeah.
Before when you mentioned mm-hmm. the quality of the voice, I...
not
I,
the
I,
voice itself.
Not the sound. Not, nothing to do with the sound.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a sticking point up around this area I've done. Beyond. If an arahat with a harsh voice, with a who doesn't have a nice voice, is teaching a dharma. Now, the... Okay, he's got a rough voice, but he's teaching the dharma. I would have thought that
one condition rough or sweet voice. Who can condition rough and sweet voice?
By karma, right?
By karma of the, what do you call
voice,
it?
Voice,
the
voice,
vocal apparatus.
Vocal cords. His question is for the listener. Whether it's Kusala Vipaka or Akusala
Vipaka. Certainly, yeah.
It is Kusala Vipaka. Because we've had a debate about this before, right?
Akusala. Akusala Vipaka.
See,
yeah.
but
the
still
hearing
like
of the, yeah. Yeah, the hearing of the Dhamma, the opportunity, that is conditioned by Dhamma. But it's not Vipaka. The opportunity to hear the like the circumstances of life that you're born into is conditioned by karma.
Yes.
But the moment
it's not vipaka.
But I'm curious to
in the sense of momentary experiences through the sense doors.
Yes. Okay.
Not the experience of vipaka jitta.
The circumstances of life that you're born into.
Yeah.
Is conditioned by karma.
As I understand it.
But it's
the
not
theory.
Like whether you're born
mm-hmm.
into a rich
the
family
theory.
Or
the theory
is vipaka when you experience the harsh voice, unpleasant voice.
Yes.
But
no matter who's no matter when.
Yes.
But
let's go back to the circumstances into which you're born.
Wealthy family or poor family.
Right. But all that is going to be experienced there are pleasant objects.
But you look beautiful, or you look handsome, for example. You're born beautiful. That's because of kusala karma.
Yes.
But you can be born ugly into a very wealthy family.
Well, it's a different karma.
Or you can be born very,
so,
very handsome.
I mean, but be totally immoral, you know. There are plenty of people around.
No, we're talking about this. We're trying to make clear what the circumstances are.
One reality at a time.
Right, so it's still one reality at a time.
But even the Patisandhi, so like being born a human,
yes.
Result of kusala karma.
That's a vipaka jita.
That's a vipaka jita.
Yes.
But other kinds of karma also have their effects. So even from the moment of birth and afterwards, you know, different appearances
mm-hmm.
and handicaps and different results. Different
colors. Mm-hmm. I'm still not clear about the moment of hearing a arahat teaching
sound.
The Dharma.
That's a hard one. So
yes.
It's a hard question for
Ajahn. No,
that
is a mixture of
yeah.
many
yeah.
realities.
Yeah.
Different moments.
There are different moments.
Yeah. Moment of hearing.
Yeah,
the
no matter
moment of
from whom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where is the kusala vipaka then?
There must be conditions for kusala to arise after hearing.
Yeah.
It does not depend on the sound.
No, but we're talking about, he's talking about when you hear the Dhamma.
It doesn't matter. The sound
voice.
Must be heard first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kusala
just
vipaka.
At that moment,
yeah.
It is
yeah.
a kusala vipaka. But it depends on one's accumulation whether kusala or kusala arise. Not from that sound, but from one's own accumulation as condition.
So Sutta Panya refers not to the vipaka citta, but to the considering based on what has been heard, no matter it's kusala, it was kusala or akusala vipaka at the moment of
that's
the hearing sound.
But the fact is that the content of what was heard is dhamma,
right.
And not rubbish.
Who knows
so,
that? The person who listened.
Yeah.
If there's no understanding from what accumulation,
yes.
and when there's understanding from accumulation from the sound. It can be conditioned, but it conditions what once has accumulated to arise. Kusala or akusala? Understanding or no understanding? Even the same word.
I suppose that you could compare it with looking at a Dharma book that's very dirty and old and maybe a bit ripped and moldy maybe, but reading the Dharma and getting knowledge from it. I mean, looking at it is like kusala vipaka in the sense that it's so ugly.
Right, the smell maybe.
Yeah.
Moment of seeing is the seeing unpleasant visible objects.
So about the what you said in the afternoon about seeing and thinking, reading and hearing.
I was asking. I thought Jonathan was saying it had to be someone's voice, but he was just meaning when you were talking about hearing, you weren't referring to sound exactly. You were meaning hearing in the sense of something positive. Is that right, Jonathan? Maybe you can. You mean it could be reading or it could be hearing or... It could be sound or looking. It could be reading a book or it could be listening to someone. Is that right, John?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Like when the Buddha talked about the conditions, the first condition, hearing, it means having access to the
Dharma. Yeah. Let's talk about reading. Mm-hmm. There must be seeing, right?
Yes.
And thinking
about
that which is seen. And later on, they can be thinking about sound.
Okay.
Or at moment of sound, they can be thinking about shape and form. When we talk about something like a doll, see?
It's starting to make more sense.
Different moment.
In that sense, one could say that even when reading, it's hearing because there's the
it's only the memory
sound.
Of sound from that
thinking
shape,
the
of the alphabet, the line.
I thought there was you crying. I mean,
and
you
if someone in
really
that
light
was born, death, well then it's still the memory of the marking of the sounds.
Different moment together with the memory of sound at moment of hearing, after seeing.
So it's a kind of a very mix of many, many moments.
And
from
hearing there can be conditioned for thinking about visible object, shape and form that we have experienced before.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing at that moment, so it can be right because usually
like think hearing about apple,
yes.
The idea of shape and form is there too.
Thinking about
after the word,
yes. So it's always mixed. And
it's conditioned for the arising. For sanyato, the marked shapes and forms. Yeah.
Conditioned by memory
to
think of this or that.
Yeah.
Even after hearing, they can be thinking about things, shape and form. Thinking about red apple, green apple, see, from hearing.
Because we learn the concept about them through hearing others explaining about that. So
what is concept?
Concept, yeah.
What is concept?
What the mind think about. So like when we are young and there's apple and someone, so the seeing of the shape and form arises naturally, but then there needs to be someone who say, this is called apple. So that's why the sanya remembers that. So later when the shape and form, it also conditioned the arising of the sound at the same time.
I think it's faster than that.
Yeah.
As soon as that is whatever appear, the arising and falling away of that reality cannot be discerned. What is left is only mark and sign of that, and it's made known as something that is concept. Even we don't call it anything at all. Like here, Ryan can know that.
Yeah,
yeah, no words yet.
Or a cat can know it.
What I mean is, like, for example, if someone who is born deaf, a deaf person, so when there's reading, is there any thinking about sound for that person because sound has never been heard?
No experience.
Life is short, Nina, so what should be done?
Well, we listen and consider more, and we know that it is not enough. We hear it once, and we have to think it over again. The words are very deep, and we cannot get all that you say, the meaning, the full meaning. Even if you say understanding leads to detachment, we can repeat it to each other. But to really get the meaning of detachment is really hard. Yes, we repeat it, the words.
Better like, than not repeating.
Well, we French among each other, and then we ask, what was the Dhamma talk about? About detachment, about detachment. So I ask.
But see, you have amazing accumulations, Nina, that you can hear the same thing like that again, and you really, you know, somehow it really excites you each time.
It's new each time.
Right, for you. But sometimes it can be a little bit, you know, if I listen to the same Dharma talk, say, two or three times, it can start to feel a little bit, oh, I've heard it before. What can I do about that? No, I wouldn't say dull, but, you know, I've heard it and I know that point. So I'm looking maybe for something, a slight different twist on it or something maybe. Maybe that's just my, you know, just desire arising.
Yes.
Whereas you have this parami to, you know, the same words really get you. I respect that so much.
Ajahn speaks all the time about seeing an invisible object, and it's always new to us. We can never have enough of it.
Yeah.
We never consider it enough. We don't really understand it yet. So I find it very good to hear again and again. That's why I make all these journeys, a long journey from Holland to here, just to hear about visible objects and seeing, and about detachment.
It's all very much one's accumulations as to what is going to excite and what is going to interest and how something fits you at a given time.
Well, one of the things I was reflecting on today, yesterday you were talking about rupa, and I was thinking there's only eight rupa, you know, except for the body, in the kalapa, and all of the world except for the body and living beings. There's only kalapas just have eight rupas, and yet the diversity is so amazing, from diamonds to water and everything, just eight. And yet, something Ajahn said to me a while ago is, compare with cheetah, where there's 52 cheetah seekers conditioning cheetah and so on. I mean, you can see how diverse cheetah is, and the accumulations of each person must be so different.
Yeah.
Been going on for so long.
So back to your remark about hearing the same thing again and again, I think that I have both. Like, sometimes I have the same like excitement like Nina's, and sometimes I also have the same thinking, I heard it before.
Sure.
So I think it depends on whether at that moment we hear that with considering, wise considering or not. If there's wise considering, there's no feeling of boring, because there's understanding at that moment. But if there's no wise considering, then yes, it's just a word, and I already know the meaning of the word, and it's like that.
And then there's the moments of hearing something that you've listened to many times before, and sort of, as you say, think, oh, well, I know the meaning of that, I know that. All of a sudden, maybe I didn't.
Right.
You know,
that's true. If there are the conditions at that time, you hear the same thing over and over again. If there are the conditions at that time, there could be the right awareness, the right understanding arising as a result of the right samadhi and so forth.
Ajahn's got the accumulations to answer the same questions. And Nina's got the accumulations to listen.
Yeah,
there always might be the conditions that there would be understanding arising from hearing, even though we've heard that same thing hundreds of times,
well,
that
true.
One time,
that true.
There may be the conditions arising where, ah, it's clear, you know.
We think it's clear.
Until
snowball gets.
Robert, I don't think there's any rule about it, and I don't think there's any rule that the more one listens, the better, or anything like that. And I never think, oh, I should listen to the recording, or I better. So I think it does depend on accumulations and what's interesting and how one likes to consider.
Yes, because you listen again, also to help others with the audio and to edit it.
Right,
and
exactly.
Then you listen, but also at the same time to help other people.
Usually I don't just listen just for listening. Yeah. I usually like to be doing something, like editing or something.
That is very good.
And sometimes on the plane I'll turn on my iPod to listen and I just fall asleep very quickly.
So, another question that comes up is about firm sanya that is needed. That's one of the conditions for Satipatthana, I think it said. You know what I mean? Firm sanya. Because the Burmese people will say that noting, you know, that noting method they do. You know, they say seeing, hearing. Yeah. You know, they sort of, what are they, you know what I mean? About the noting?
Yes.
They will say that is bringing up this firm sanya. Because I've had some arguments on the internet and people say, we know it's not Satipatthana, but it's, that is the leading to Satipatthana because it's firm, bringing up firm sanya of the present moment.
Actually,
even when it's not kusala, it's okay. Because it's sanya related to reality.
It doesn't have anything to do with tirunasanya.
Sanya is firm now. See, the sanya of that which is seen is only a reality. Is that firm?
Well, theoretically, yeah.
Not firm.
No. Not for a moment.
Well, but you mean if it was very firm, what, there'd be something more happening?
There can be that understanding.
Not forgetting at all.
Coming there that it's just seeing, just so obvious.
Yeah, that can condition right awareness. That's why Buddha didn't just talk about the pariyatti, patipatti, and patipeta, but also satyayana, kichayana, and katayana. Because now it is pariyatti, but it's not as firm enough to be satyayana.
Okay, so this is just talking, all of us now, basically having this pariyatti, now, but it may not be at the level of satchanyana pariyatti.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So can
satchanyana is a very firm level of pariyatti.
Yeah. Never move away.
Okay.
So can one say when it's satchanyana, it conditions tiranasanya?
How can there be the understanding whether sanya is firm or not yet? When awareness arises, right awareness arises, it indicates that there is firm sanya for its arising.
I like the expression not move away from the present object. I find that very helpful.
My firm sanya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to
not move away.
You said if there was satchanyana, definitely satchanyana, that would indicate that sati was going to appear more often or something? Is that
just the understanding correctly? Mm-hmm. It doesn't lead one to any other place like meditation center.
Well, I feel very confident that I'm not going to go off to a meditation center. So is that an indication? Can I tick that off?
What do you like, the word or the reality?
Well.
But Ajahn, so the tirasanya can be something momentary too, because but at some moment is there.
Once away to other moment.
Try and focus on something.
No, the understanding firmly. Yeah. So sanya is firm when understanding is firm. Of whatever is seen now, is only that which can be seen.
Would one still enjoy shopping and look for shopping and everything?
It doesn't matter as long as there is understanding. Otherwise, it's impossible to have vipassana jnana.
It has to be natural.
So natural.
Yeah.
Must be. Because when it's not natural, it's attachment. Yeah. Lopa and ignorance.
Sila Pata Paramasa.
Sila Pata Paramasa.
Yeah, if one had any idea that one should avoid shopping, that would definitely not be such a nyama.
Right. There is I who doesn't want to have such.
Who wants to be on the right way.
Yeah. Tries not to have attachment. Right. Like while eating, trying not to have attachment. That
Going off on different tangents. Talking about eating with attachment, the monks are instructed.
Very natural.
And right understanding can understand with right awareness.
But the monks are supposed to reflect, you know, that this is just for me.
Why? Because it has happened by conditions in order to understand that everything is conditioned and right understanding can understand that moment it's not self as just the way it is. This is much more important try to behave when there are conditions for such reality arise. No one can change because it indicates the accumulation of anusaya and asaya. Otherwise, there's no way to understand that there is anusaya, which conditions such manners.
Well, okay, we're talking about a good monk who's wisely joined the monkhood because of accumulations. But what about a monk who's not so accumulative to be a monk, but he's trying to be a good monk, and he's trying to eat
so
very...
So he does not understand the teachings of the Buddha. Not at all. Because there is he who would like to be good.
Yes.
No understanding of reality.
The right way is just understanding reality always. You know,
That is firm sanya.
That's such a jnana.
In the process of viti citta,
what does it mean, viti citta?
It's the process of citta, 17 moments of citta. My question is, in the process of the...
I would like to understand what you mean by viti citta. Before going on.
Vichitta is the reality of the citta, thus experience the object.
Each moment citta experience an object. Each citta experiences an object.
But there are some citta doesn't like
Pavanga citta. So it's just not saying viti citta, but understand the viti citta. What is different from other citta? Viti citta.
Viti citta is the citta that can experience the object.
It experiences object through the six doorways. So it means that there can be there are cittas which do not experience through six doorways, which is not viti citta. Citta has to experience an object. And viti citta is the citta which experiences object through one of the six doorways. It means that there must be other citta which does not experience through the six doorway. Otherwise, we don't need to talk about viti because we can talk about just citta. Any citta experiences an object. Is seeing now viti citta? Is seeing the moment of seeing viti citta? Hearing? Thinking? Dreaming,
dreaming.
Dying. Is dying vitichitta? The dying consciousness? Is it vitichitta? Why not? No.
It's the same.
Just back to the monk issues. We know the monk's life is different from the lay life. So this example was interesting that Robert brought up. So, for example, the bad monk who hasn't studied the teachings, are there not rules that should be followed, but we know just conditioned dharmas that are anatta. So when you said that having behaved with bad manners, it can be reflected on because these are also dharmas that can be known. Is that
so? What's the question?
So the question is it not a rule that the monk should follow
about
the way of
reflecting about the food?
About the way of eating, for example.
It's about eating now. About eating?
About the monks. I think that was the example you gave about the monks.
Only eating?
Well, all of their behavior. They've got many rules, behavioral rules, right?
Yeah, 227 rules.
So I was just preferring to say eating, they have to reflect that it's for medicine only and things like that. What are they supposed to?
What for?
Just to follow the rule?
No, just for the purpose of giving up attachment to food, for the purpose of...
Only that?
Well, and mostly for the purpose of understanding those realities, like attachment at that time or ignorance at that moment. So for the purpose... So you would say just for the purpose...
So
just for the purpose of understanding.
So what's a monk? Who's a monk? Bhikkhu. What is the meaning of bhikkhu?
The fellow Pisati Patana.
And what is the literal meaning of bhikkhu?
Pardon?
The literal meaning of
bhikkhu.
Well, there's a wider meaning.
Wider meaning.
Many meanings.
Yeah, not just the monk that you see.
Yeah.
But everyone who follows the path, who follows the path, can be bhikkhu. Can be called bhikkhu. It's in the commentary.
The Buddha also mentions about the different kinds of monks, or like the monks who follow the rules with ease, and the monks who follow the rule with difficulties. But then he praised both kinds of monks.
Who is the real monk?
The one who's developing understanding. That's the real monk.
The one who has given up the kalesas.
do the rules of the monkhood help to develop understanding, or it's just there as an accessory to, as a fence, or what? I mean,
if they really follow the rules, it's supposed to help.
I wonder if it does help, though. I mean, understanding develops in any situation, presumably.
In the beginning, those who left their home life in the Buddha's time, there's no rule yet.
Right, because they became arahants.
Because of their purpose is to study. So it means that they have accumulation such great to live the home life. One has to be so honest. So the way they live in the Buddha's time is different from being a lay person and becoming a monk. Life must be different with the purpose of seeing the danger of kilesa and seeing the danger of the circle of birth and death. So they follow the teaching, monks follow the teachings easily, happily. But since they have accumulation for being lay people, so how can they stop the conditions for whatever happens in their life at moment of eating and so on? That's why Buddha thought that it's not right to have such manners at all for monk. So he told them whether they agree to follow such and such rule, and when they agree, Buddha told them that this is the Vinaya for monks to live happily together, and other two benefits too.
I think also a lot of the rules develop because the situation would develop in the monkhood, and then the Buddha would have to make a decision about how to handle that particular situation. So the rule would come up, and for instance, not at all touching women and so forth. You know, not even being allowed to hand something to a woman, which I see the monks here doing, and the monks in Burma do, and the monks in Sri Lanka do. But the Buddha laid all these rules down just because there was always a situation that arose that where he had to make a decision about it and set up a rule. And that's
himself should know that in order to be monk, there must be the virtues of becoming a monk.
That's right.
To realize that one has to do good and study and develop right understanding to deserve the manners of core, as for food.
Some people see the monk's life and they stay as lay people, but they think, right, I will try to copy some of the monkish behavior, which can be, I assume that can be a good thing or a silabhata paramasa. It could go either way, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Should anyone follow more and more goodness, behavior, and speech? Or should leave it only to the monk?
Anyone.
That's why when one reads the Vinaya, one can have more than 8 sila, according to the Vinaya, not letting the other know at all, because it's only wholesome moments. Just follow the good deed.
Yes, but you said that there are other 8 rules, and included is a speech.
Mm-hmm. Because when we read Vinaya, we can see the good manners, etiquettes, and so on, and anyone can follow.
But it can be that, like we were talking about silabhata paramasa, if someone's thinking, well, if I have those extra, more austere lifestyle or something, I might get faster progress. It can go either way, can it?
According to the 4 upadana, there are kamupadana and titupadana and silapatupadana and atvadupadana. So we have to understand the difference. The first one is the upadana of the sensuous object clinging so much as upadana, and upadana of wrong understanding, like paying respect to banana trees, of cows, and so forth, and eating like cow or dog, something like that. That is quite apparent wrong understanding. And the moment of practicing, of following the wrong understanding, that is silapata pramasa. Because silapata pramasa is the action, the practice. And it's so very, very subtle, because at any moment when it's wrong, even that person has understood the right way or the right path, but on the way, there are conditions for akusala to arise, and it can lead to wrong practice, even just in a moment, and Panya can understand it as that is silapata pramasa. Otherwise, one will follow silapata pramasa because not knowing that it's silapata pramasa. So silapata paramasa is completely eradicated by sotapatimaka to that moment. Atanu, atvatupatan is the idea of self. Because there are other wrong understandings, which is not only the atta.
Is the moment of Silapata Paramata. It's the moment of wanting to do something with wrong view, right? The moment in the mind,
which
like
is not the right path, whatever is not the
like
right
even
path.
Like trying to be aware.
So
at that very moment,
when we are just listening and we may.
See, one of the ladies who came to pay respect to you at the end, I think she was wearing red, and she doesn't speak a word of English, but she gave a very good example when we were having lunch. She said that last year when she came to hear us, she afterwards, as soon as she woke up, she would try to be aware of seeing or visible object or sound. But now she realizes that's all wrong. So now when she wakes up, she doesn't do anything at all because she knows that's wrong practice. But like even now, there's trying to be aware of visible object or even much more subtle than that. It's Silabhata Paramasa.
Which is a moment. Trying
to control, trying to do it.
So ignorance cannot understand Silabhata Paramasa. It follows Silapata Paramasa.
Can you give more examples of subtle Silapata Paramasa, which we are likely to do?
Thinking that more listening will be more understanding, so listening more to have understanding. But
yes. Yeah, but still listening is good. We need it.
Can be
Silabhata Paramasa. Is it Silabhata Paramasa? We cannot say, only Panya can know at the moment. Yeah.
At that moment. Thinks if you listen, it'll be understanding. Can be
yeah.
For you, for me? Mm-hmm. Is it for me? When it's for me, it's not right understanding. But for the sake of understanding. Mm-hmm.
For because the sake of course. Yeah.
Because what there's great ignorance always,
yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah, but I want to listen to have more understanding.
Mm-hmm. Because some people go to the foundation just for the sake of oneself. Mm-hmm. Not for understanding.
Discussions that, okay, now I understand that it's very important to study the Dharma, so do I have to study all the books in the Abhidharma? So I told her that is a very good question to ask tomorrow for everyone, because maybe many people are having similar thoughts. Mm. So tomorrow I think she will
see study.
Yes.
If there is not understanding of a word, can there be understanding of other word?
There can be no rules for anyone. Is that what motivates the hearing more or reading more or studying more? It depends.
It sounds like atta.
Elaborate more on this point.
Well, I just meant that, like, when we are discussing like this, and then there's understanding of something that is explained, and then it condition the interest in some more details about what appears. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's very natural, and no idea it's for me or myself. But when there's when we hear that, we need to have theoretical understanding before having direct awareness, then we start wondering how many books have I do I have to read in order to have enough theoretical, then in that case that would be motivated by the idea of self and for me, and a kind of sila bhatta paramasa.
Yeah.
And if it's with understanding, it's not with attachment, but when it's sila bhatta paramasa, it's with attachment. Like one heard something useful, and then one thinks if one hears it again, it'll be with understanding, so one tries to hear it again, and it can